Last week we went through five different levels that a person can get sick by. It can either be a chayla sheish b'sekano, first level. The second level is a sekano saver. Third level is a chayla she'im b'sekano. The fourth level is a mixed chayla. And the fifth level is a mechesh balmo. We defined last week what each one was. Said the kiss of the halacha, a chayla sheish b'sekano, that's a person who is a matzav of a koch nefesh. Even if he's a suffering koch nefesh, he has symptoms of having, let's say, a heart attack or mashal. Then the law says a person can do whatever he wants. Mechal Shabbos, why the chayv behem? A person can, and if the chayv mechal Shabbos, hazar is harid and meshubach. You have a choice to use a yisrael or goy in front of you. So let's say there's no goy in front of you to go waste any time to go get a goy. That looks like amal abada yisrael does work on Shabbos. You do not have to go to do it. Let's say you have an option right now to use yisrael or goy. So we mentioned the ma holds abada. The ma says you get a goy. That's in the mishnah brurah. Paskins and a chayot of paskins. However, the only place seem to not go that way. The mechaber, the taz, the pirugodim, shulchan aharav, tayser shabbos, arav shulchan, kishchul aruch, berheitiv, and the shmir shabbos paskins, yisrael or goy, avadi get yisrael, he's more goris, you take yisrael over a goy. You have also a choice when yisrael does the melacha to do it machinely and make it melacha d'abonon or to do it b'deraita. That's l'chol machol yidah paskin equally. The mechaber says, do it at a shinoi. That's how Chacham of Tzion or Latzion Paskins. That's how the Kishon of Aruch Paskins. Atana Sheni, the Amo, the Chayodim, Rabbi Yashim Tshuva says, Echam Yishbil B'Shinoi. And that's a lot of Akhono, Sheish Beis Akhono. Just one point to go back over, because I heard someone give a shiur about this last week, Friday night, is the Mechaber in Simen Shin Chavchez and Tziv Dalet. The Mechaber says, by Akhono, Sheish Beis Akhono, is Oysim Loi, Kol Shugilom Lasset Loi B'Chol. Not only does a person have a right for Chol Shish Beis HaKono to refuah to help him get out of his matzav of a koch nefesh, but he can do anything for him, anything and everything. That means, let's say his finger hurts him, he can do malacha for his finger, even though that you came in to help him because of his heart, he had a heart problem. That avadi you can do of koch nefesh. Not only in your heart, you can do anything you want to help out this guy, anything you want. Lashon the mechaber, or itim loy kol shugim lasloy b'chol malacha d'rabbanon, malacha d'raisa, no problem. Chabes chiddush the mishabrua. He, in the Bialocha, he's Mara, with the rise against sin. He says, no, a bad person cannot do Malacha D'Raisa, he can only do a Malacha D'Abonim. So, the Mishmur says he can only do Malacha D'Abonim, and the Mechavit says he can do any Malacha D'Raisa, for anyone who's a Chayla Shish Beis HaKono. So first, which Paiskim, what is the Paiskim hold like? So you'd be surprised, the Paiskim has to hold like the Mechavit. The Mishmur is the Das Yachid. We start to be shown in the Bialocha, the subquotes, because of the Tashvats, because of the Magen Mishnah, and the Mivi, do you show them against him? Look in the Paiskim, the Ravaz says you can do anything you want, though Ramon does not argue the Mechaber, the Taz does not disagree, Chod, Mogher, Ramon, Sivkot, and Dalet also passing like the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch make a din, the Aruch HaShulchan also make a din, the Kitch Shulchan Aruch and the Chayodim both quote the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Vadi Yosef passing that way, the Vadi Yosef, and look, in the Hakmer Klal. So we have, before the Chol HaPavis mentioned now, 10 Paiskim who hold like the Mechaber. You can do any Malachi you want, the Chol HaShish Beis HaKono, even though it's not negated to his HaKono, it's not negated all to him, it's more to him. The Mishabur says, no, only Malachi Da'avonim. So here, the Mishabur holds Da'avonim, and the Chol HaMatloi Paiskim, who everyone seems to hold, do even Malachi Da'aisa. What is the Svara to be Mekel and do all Malachis? So last week you mentioned one reason, we'll go through five different reasons the Paiskim mentioned. One reason mentioned last week is because Shabbos, Machlokes, the Shabbos is Hutshu or Duchiyo, by Chelo Shish Beis HaKono, Machlokes Yishayinim. Therefore, the Machab is saying, he holds that Shabbos is Hutshu, and once it's Hutshu for one thing, to become Nefesh, it's Hutshu for everything. That's how the Avnezer, and Archaim, Tzim, and Kofit Chet says, that's how the Chelkes Yoyiv, and Tzim, and Yudalab says, Pshat, the Machab is, as Hutshu. A second reason that's brought down by the Tashvats, the Tashvats of Yavach himself quotes, that the Lach is a person, let's say, he's a Chelo Shish Beis HaKono, and he wants the light on the room, not negated before. So the halacha is in Siman Shin Lamed Tziv Dalet by an isha. She's a sumo. She's a yoledes giving birth. Halacha, she can put the light. They can have the light on. And mice is not negated to her. Says the mechaber, explains to Mishnah Brura, lasuve daisy to calm her down. The fact that she knows is light on the room, and now people will do things for her just to calm her down. There's a heter. You can do mechal shabbos to do any of the deraisa to calm a person down. Says the tashbats. If you start telling a person, I can't do this for you, and I can't do this for you. When the Chol HaShish Beis HaKono, he starts getting nervous. He's not a Suvei Daite. To calm a person down, we'll let him whatever he wants him, anything negate him, even though it's not negated to HaKono, because that itself is HaKono. He thinks certain things we can and certain things we can't. A third reason to be aloha being down for the Meiri is that Ba'atim, anytime a person is sick, he's a matzim of sakono, and even though we're healing him, it just he'll get him quicker to the ending point of healing him, gets him there quicker. That itself is nichol in being rafim for a chodesh shish by sakono. Even though it's not Ba'atim Nikeya and you know for sure he'll get there, but anything that gets there quicker, anything helps to get there quicker, that's also nichol together of chodesh shish by sakono. A fourth reason is Afanezer, Rachaim Simon Toflin Gimel. He says, even though a person is Matzah Sakono, he is right now, and the other thing is not negated, this Kono, but since the other thing is on him right now, when he's Matzah Sakono, the other thing now becomes Sakono also. Every small thing affects a person when he's Matzah Sakono. Even though each thing by itself is not Sakono, it is going to affect him. The Advaz, Shuvon El, Simon El, Reish, also the Bialach of Entrance, the Advaz, he sends you there. The Advaz reason is to make him. Is because if you start being machmer on things that are not negated to you before, then things that are negated, you'll be misopic, you start asking, being careful about it, and then you'll be maybe a day sakana. Therefore, it'll be makel now, so it's not maybe a day sakana. One five different reasons among Rishonim and Paiskim why it'll be makel. Maiko, the Machabe, right, Paiskim, are makel by Echelo, Sheish by Sakana, to do more for him. I had the kasha redo the Bialochas come right to Yom Kippur. So one time the answer Yom Kippur is different than Shabbos, because Yom Kippur is din of Dukhil. Masha Engin Shabbos is din of Hutcher. That's how Ochanam Asman answers in Simon Yuchas and Kurvitz Oros, the Kavadat answers. Or the Brit Gerov, Chedusha agrees, and also Shmish's also reports saying Shabbos' father, B'chaim, that the Tanya being Machmer on Yom Kippur is only when he did not get the matzah of Bekoch Nefesh yet. We get to the matzah for Koch Nefesh, Avada, can eat whatever you want, and we're not going to be Machmir Yom Kippur. The only time we're going to be Machmir Yom Kippur, we're going to be Oymit. If he needs to eat or not need to eat, is before he got the matzah of Sakana. So, finally, we have the answers to the kashas of the Bialocha, and we're totally replacing the whole life of the Bialocha. So, therefore, the marshal, let's say a person wants to do something for a chayla, negate the chashmal, electricity. Certain rub on the paskin, be choshish for the chaznish, the chashmal is there, so. And therefore, he paskin, he cannot do something for a chaylish sheish by sakono. Why? Of the din of chashmal, because the chaznish is there, so. For, so for your habit, why should be machmir? For replacing org in the chashmal. But even if one that holds it, not the rice is the rabbonon. But even if you want to place the chaznish is the rabbonon, pull out a topic. For replacing also the screw of the Mishnah Brewer, replacing say, that Echlami can do even a lot of the raisa. So the Chol HaPosit, it should be a Tzvek Tzveker, at least, even though Roy Paiskin disagreed with the Mishnah Brewer, and Roy disagreed with the Chaznish, the Chol HaPosit is a Tzvek Tzveker, the Chol should be matter, and let a person do it for a Chol, she is by Tzekona, a Melocha that's negated to electricity. Yes, the Shmuel all the time makes Tzvek Tzvek Dinim, how many times? Even though the Torah Shlom declares the Shaila, but the Paiskin always say it by Dinim. But that's out, Chol Sheish by Tzekona. The second category was a chaylo negated as konas aver. They might lose a aver, a finger, or arm. Mentioned last week, the locha is that a Yisrael can only do a melacha d'abonim. That means if it's dislocated, putting it back in its place is a melacha d'abonim. A Yisrael can put the arm or finger back if it's dislocated, if it's konas aver. However, let's say if it fell off and you want to stitch it back on, we're dealing with the raises. Therefore, the place can say, the raises you get a goy to do. It's konas aver, the locha is a goy to do whatever you want. And the Yisrael can only do a melacha d'abonim. The next level is a chayla she'im v'tekano. Chayla she'im v'tekano, also mention what exactly it is. First, the Ram says, a chayla she'im v'tekano is someone who needs bed rest. The Machab brings down Alokha and Sif Yuzayin, it's someone who needs bed rest, the Moshe is someone who has the flu, he has to be in bed, that's a chayla she'im v'tekano. Lashon of Ramah, according to the Magid Mishnah, it says, someone whose whole tarikuf is weak. Whole tarikuf is also a chayla she'im v'tekano, meaning you get a migraine headache. So chayla she'im v'tekano means anyone who gets a flu, migraine headache, either your body is shvach, or you need bed rest. That's a chalish emes akono. How high? Another case they discussed is getting fever. So the Ksais HaShulchan, Simon Kuf Lamaches, says you get over 38 Celsius, or 100.4 Fahrenheit, also your chalish emes akono. Shmir Shabbos Kuchas says the Perek Lamagimel, you can't really give a set degree for fever, because everyone's different. You have to judge every person on his massive kol mikro b'mikro b'fnei atzmo. The point, a chalish emes akono, you need bed rest, or your whole entire body is weak. Void another locha is a yoledet. In Siman Shin Lamed, Siv Dalet says, a yoledet within 30 days, my wife within 30 days, is a chaylish eim v'sakono, and therefore she has all the lochas, all the kulas of a chaylish eim v'sakono. Now, what's the locha for chaylish eim v'sakono? So basically there are two separate things you have to divide. First, there's halacha, negation of malachas, and then there's the halacha negation of medicine. Medicine and malachas are two separate things. We'll get back to medicine. First is the halacha of achilish emes achona. In Sif Yudayin, the Mechaber brings down four separate sheetahs, what halacha is by achilish emes achona. Four separate sheetahs. Just to mention the first one and the third one, the second and fourth we don't hold up. The first one holds that the guy can do any malacha deraisa, can do anything he wants, and Yisrael can do any malacha derabana. That's the first sheetah. The third sheetah is a guy can do malacha deraisa, they both agree, first and third, and Yisrael can do a malacha b'shinui. That means the marshal person is in bed, he needs medicine from the store, he can tell the guy to go drive to the store, why drive to deraisa, tell the guy to go drive, go buy, make some memka, his motor, go get the medicine, go bring it to me. Tell the guy you're in bed rest, you get the flu, you need some medicine. Tell the guy to anything you want, any malacha deraisa, any malacha derabana b'seder. Negate your flu as mutter. Yisrael, the law is Mechava Pasim, like the day of Shlishis, the third Shita. Third Shita is again Yisrael B'Shinui. Yisrael has to do a B'Shinui. What does it mean Yisrael has to do a B'Shinui? Is he talking about a Malacha D'Rabbanan or Malacha D'Raisa? What are we talking about? So better to tell you Palm Shat and the Gemara Ksubis or the Afsama from an Aleph. The Gemara says over there someone has a Gunach, a heart problem. He's yonik from a Behemoth. He nurses straight from the udders of a Behemoth. And the Gemara says, Mutter, why? It's Mefarik Kala'acha Yad. It's a Shinai in Mefarik. Now what is the Malach Mefarik? We see Achal Hashem as the Kana is Mutter by Mefarik Kala'acha Yad. Is Mefarik to Abonot or Mefarik to Raiso? Says the Ritva and Ksuba, Tav Samach, that over there, since Mefarik is a Tolda of Dosh, and Ein Disha Elamun Jula Karko, Behema is not Jula Karko, therefore, for my animal, being Yonik from my animal is only a Malach to Abonot, since it's only Malach to Abonot, it's a shina malacha d'avonim you can do for chalish aim by sakana. The Ritva says for chalish aim by sakana is that a shina by malacha d'avonim. That's the Ritva. This Ritva is l'chora unto paiskin paskin the Torah and Sifu Zayin paskin that way. Be'etim the Mechaber is that way. The Taz is that way. The Pima Godim, the Grah, the Mishnah Brua, the Sakanan Dalad, Kit Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Hashulchan, the Chayotim, the Yashin Tshuva, the Dar Tzara, the Chalkis Yaakov. Because the Paisim on the page, Unzo Paisim or Paskin, the only Malacha Chodesh Ein Beis Sakana can do is a Shinai Baya D'Rabbanim. Shinai Baya D'Rabbanim. However, there's a second side, also with Paisim, Harry Paisim on the other side, they can even do a Shinai D'Raisa, that's Pashas, Paisis, and the Samach of Malacha and Ksuba, it's learned to do even a Shinai D'Raisa by Chodesh Ein Beis Sakana. Paisis, they don't call Paisis, but that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he passed in that way. The Eglei Tal, the Ketosha Shulchan, Tila Dovin, the Rav Palim, Neid Yisrael, Mitchas Pasim, the Shev HaLevi, the Sabah Chochmo, the Vat Yosef, Olitzin, they all go with this Mahalach, even a Shinei Deraiso. Shlomo Zalman, in Shmir Shabbos B'Chotzoi, in Perek Tal Megimel Or Yizayin, the Bing Nal Alof, Shlomo Zalman said, the Mestavro, the Yechol HaMavada, the Hokol, and Eyaf She'al Yedei Nochi. If you cannot get a Goy, Avada K'Visaymech, the Tila Dovin, the Graz, Shulchan Harab, it says, Eich Nami, you can do a Shinei even by Melocha Deraiso. The Pashe Machlekes, Paiskim Baltai, by Chodesh Shem at the Kana can do a Shin Derabon and Shin Deraiso. So first, if you just look at the names without looking up the Sugis and the Kurds, who are the Paiskim of the Pays, Unjah Paiskim of the Etma be Machmen, the Shibur, the Shulk, the Chayodim, Kitzer, they're all being Machmen, you can only do a Shin Derabon. That's all. Vali, if that's where you look at the Makar, from where the grass is coming from, and where the Eglei Tal is coming from, they're coming from Iran and Ramban. The Iran is calling the Ramban. On Shabbos, after Mechal, from an Aleph, same Shab also in the Gemara and Gunach, that's the Farik Lachiyad. The Lashon of the Ramban is, Shu Shvut Hanasa B'Shinui. It's a Shvut that's Dot B'Shinui. So the Machlok is exactly what does it mean, the Lashon of the Ramban, Shu Shvut Hanasa B'Shinui. Is a Shvut, why is it Dot B'Shinui? Or is a Shvut and it's a Shinui? Is it, why does it come to Rabbanon? Is it the Rabbanon because it's done with the Shinui? Or no, it's a Shvut and it's a Shinui. Machlokes how you learn, come on both sides. So, if they're coming from the Makor, they're running the Ramban, so you look at the Ramban itself in Kufnim, Dalz on the Vaid and Shabbos, the Ramban writes over there that Mefarik, by an animal, by Mefarik from nursing the animal, he says Drabonim. The Ramban himself is a forest. In this case, the case is Drabonim. The fact that the grass, the Til David, they're coming from where? From the Ramban himself says this case is Drabonim. That means he must mean you're talking about Shina in a Drabonim. It's not Shina, it's not Drabonim because it's done on a day Shinui. It's Jerabonim because itself is Jerabonim. So the Makar, of course, so beer, the Makar that they're coming from to be made by Shin Deraisa, there is no Makar. The whole Makar is, that's not true. Yeah, they don't call that shit. It's Irish and they want to be semi-fond about it. But their Makar, they want to be semi-fond. They're on the Ramban. It's not true, the Ramban doesn't hold that way. So, some halacha which should be, first of all, the right one supplies can seem to be whole, not the Shindu Rabbanon. But I, even the Makar, the ones who want to argue what the Shindu Raisa, they bet the Makar doesn't hold up. Avad Yishami Mitzvah is a Taishmas, and Shabazam says Yishami Mitzvah. El Lakul Allah versus only do a Shindu Rabbanon by a fellow Shayim by Sakana. You could ask a question, my son, the Mishnah Brua Paskin, that a case of Mafarak Bahim is the Raisa, the Mishnah Brua Simon Shinei, says, going with the Rambam Shito, that even though in Gisha El Medula Karko, Behemoth is Medula Karko, that's Rambam Shito. If Mepharik is the Raiso, Mepharik is the Raiso, Shani Gemara must be Kalafi Yad Shinan the Raiso. The Shari Tzin himself is discussion himself and Simon Tov Sadek Vav, in Ulkos Yomtiv. It says, no, over there it's different, why? Loich Shivim Melacha Klav. Not it's a Shinan the Melacha there, not just a Shinan the Raiso. The fact they're doing Kalafi Yad, Shosha Kalafi Yad, is not to the Melacha at all. Shabbos, and Shabbos of Ayyim or Beis, something that doing the Malacha at all is not even a Shinoi, it's not the Malacha. So fear for the Maisa, that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. So again, of course, it should come out that a person should only be able to do a Shina and a Malacha de Abonon, and not a Shina and a Malacha de Raiso. Let's say a person wants to do a Shinoi by a case of Malacha, Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. So in that case, the Masham brings down two stodom, brings down Machalik Zapayskim by Shina Malacha, Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Well, before in this case, the Vada could be Meikul. Because first of all, the place you don't hold, you can do a Shina even at the Raisa by Chalashayim by Sakana. And even by Malacha Shein, Zimul Rufa is not worse than the Raisa. And even if you want to say Dafi Rabbanon, there's Machlokes in that time, it could be, you say, Zak Zegar, the whole Pach should be Meikul by Shina, by Malacha Shein, Zimul Rufa. Let's say a person wants to do a Chalashayim by Sakana, do a Shina with the Rabbanon, but he can't do the Shina. He can't do it with Matthias. It's not easy for him to do it that way. So the Chayotim says that true, there are four sheetahs in the Mechaber. The first sheetah holds, you do any malacha da'abonim, b'li shinoi. So the fact that we pass like a third sheetah, da'afka b'shinoi, that's only if you can. If you cannot do a b'shinoi, you can do any malacha da'abonim, even without a shinoi. That's what the Chayotim passes. And the Shemir Shabbos B'lchot that goes with this malach, Kamatan in the Sefer, that if you cannot do a b'shinoi, you without shinoi. The Oshel also, and Shulchan Malacha goes with this malach, do without shinoi, what's the problem? However, we'll see if the Kampalish can disagree with this concept and say, we do not have the Satcha to do it, Stam Dabbana without a Shinoi. Let's say a person is a Chalish Eim, is he a Sophic, if the Chalish Eim is a Khan. He's a Sophic. What's together? Fortan Ach, the Bainu, the Stifler, and Amma Kuflin Zayin is always a Sophic. What is together, bad rest? How much? Here, it's not clear. So the Ladakhi really, Ladakhi lying in bed. The Nishma Shabbat says, as long as you're ready to be in bed, the fact that you're not in bed because you have children to take care of, or you have to go to shir, whatever reason, you're not in bed. You have to go to shir, whatever reason, you're not in bed. Still you need to be in bed. Well, but the Metzias... Strapping, no. Usually, more depends how strong it is.
You don't have to be in bed.
Yeah.
If you're in bed, you don't have to be in bed. You go around, be in bed. Why can't you go around?
It depends who you are and how strong the strap is. Depends upon the Metzias. So, you don't have to be right, you don't mamash be in bed. As long as you're right to be in bed. So, cycle you raised, he wasn't clear about the getter, how far, what is the getter being right to be in bed. So, let's say you're selfing Chalish Eimez Akono, I allowed you malachas, Bashina with the Abonim, or I allowed you, yes, go to malachas the Raisa. So, the Maxal Yom, Simon Samachay, Nois Chavov, Bad Yosef, Livius Chain, beats it down in the end of Oitadik Aleph. Now, you tell us that since Be'etim do any malachas the Abonim or the Raisa is a Cheskes Isser. You're being masopic if you have a heter or not. So Sof versus the Cheskes Isser, and Chalami Yafi Machmen, you cannot do any Malacha to your Goyt, the Raisa, and you cannot do also a Malacha to for you, Bashino. He does say, we'll get to medicine, medicine is different, and medicine is mortar. If you're suffering a Chalish Eim Betzakono, even though the type is being a Subic in that case, the Maisa of that case being Mekel, we'll get to why medicine is different. Let's say a person, right now he's not a Chalish Eim Betzakono, right now he's healthy, fine, but if he does not take the medicine right now, he'll end up being, he'll need bed rest 5 hours later. Right now he's fine, but he has to do it right now for himself, take his medicine, if not later on he'll get sick. So in that case, in Shmir Shabbos, Kol Chosar, in Perek Vam Gimel, Halacha Aleph, the She'elis Rav, Chaim Kinevsky, in Chalik Beis, Perek Chav Ches, says, you do not have to be mamish right now, Chalish Eim Betzakono. as long as you end up getting there, being Chodesh Emes Ekona, right now you're going to have their term of doing a Shinu Drabonon, or Melacha Dereis if you are going. Hudim Shom Zaman, Imen Kishleim, Imen Chalapayim, Imen Simulam Adalov, Islam Zayin, same thing. As long as you can get there, you also have the coolest of a Chodesh Emes Ekona.
You'll probably get
the sugar. No, this is soft. It's
sick now, and
it's
looks like it'll get worse, so you're
going to sleep,
but you don't
know. So it's soft. So soft is going to be
back when. You never know. When do you ever know
that
you're for sure
going to
get worse? Maybe you get
better. A lot of times, you have certain medicines you have to take, and now you get worse. A lot of your medicine, anything, certain times, you get worse.
And
you know,
when we said the fact that later on,
we said that, and in Kippur we said there's no hazard that you're going to have association. Should Yeshua go not? They need an oymen, need someone to evaluate you by Kippur, yeah? You have to need an oymen if you will be.
Oh, wait, as long as you know you will be, then it's
fine. If you know you will be, then you're allowed. Yeah, even now. That's all.
At the end of the day, you'll be
a sinner
if you eat at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, that's oymen. Yeah, that's what it means.
So that's a heifer to take medicine if you don't
even
know why
you're there. Oh, well, we'll get the medicine. The woman's time together is much more cool. But in court, also
in case you just gave, it goes without medicine. If the person doesn't take medicine...
I said medicine, but everything. It's going more on malachas also. Medicine will get you also certainly... If someone can get medicine, you still can take medicine. Yeah, that's for sure. Medicine is only be more medical.
Well, if that's the only cause, if that's only...
If you take medicine, yeah, you'll have to take it on Shabbos. If it'll cause you to be a chalish MS economy. Now there is a Ramah in Simen Shin Chav Ches in Sif Yud Zayin has a lashon that stam tzarche cotton kecholish ein bet sekana davi. A cotton, stam cotton, is always a cholish ein bet sekana. That means a child gets an earache, a child gets a rash. Any tzarche for the cotton is always to get a cholish ein bet sekana that you can do any malacha b'shinah by the rabbanon and the guy can do any malacha deraisa. Now that means the kid has an earache, take medicine, put it in his ear, no problem, he has a rash. Do a b'shinah d'rabbanan. Let everyone put on whatever you need to put on is the seder. What katan are we talking about? So just to mention the shitas mamash kol mekatan katan, the kama shitas. Exactly what katan are we talking about? In this case, that the dinam chodeshim is a kamal. To mention them first, the olutim chacham olutim shol chalbeis perik lamavod in alacha beis. He says the alacha is katan. We see no skill, not machalik. It means until bar mitzvah. A katan the chodeshim is a kamal even until bar mitzvah. A second shito is a Dain Weiss bin Chesidchot Chel Alf Kim Benayim Tess. He says until 9 or 10 years old. Just like by Yom Kippur we see a Kotom Shnat Fas even show is less than 9 or 10 years old. He says him in Chesidchot and the Shmir Shabbos Bukhot by passing this way. He said Yishuv also goes this Malach until the age 9 or 10. A third shito is a Tzitzli Yezer. The Lashon is Ula until a Ben Sheish, until someone who's 6 years old. The Chelachet Simit HaZvah Fai Kudvei. He says the getter should be ulay until 6 years old. A fourth getter is a child was between the, I heard from the dying first, said where Moshe Feinstein sheet was, a child up to the age of 5 or 6. He said for medicine it was until bar mitzvah, but any for the ask malachas, the age was until 5 or 6. A fifth sheet is brought down until the age 2 or 3. That's what the Chazon Ish holds, the Zalman holds, the Yashiv holds, until the age 2 or 3. A sixth sheet is till whatever age the kid has food made miyuchud for him. That's how the Shulchan goes, for the Aruch Shulchan also goes to this Malach. The age that Shulchan have food, miyuchad for them, is a Chodesh Emes Ekono. A seventh Malach, which of his four as a nice Malach, is really, there is no Malach. You have to judge every kid, every child, every matziv, every situation by itself. Sometimes the small thing, a kid's 10 years old, it won't be Nageya. And sometimes it'll be a big thing, if it's Nageya, it will be a dinner Chodesh Emes Ekono. We have to judge every single case. That's how the Nishmas Avraham wants to end off with, and that's how I heard from Reuben, the Baal Orcha Shabbos, who the getter is, you have to judge every case, that's what applies to not give a getter, there is no getter.
So
Every kid according to how strong his body is and the situation is. No, not totally upon food. Now there's an eighth sheet on the Tila Zavis said this whole left of Chodesh Eim Besekona is Dafka talking about Eichlin only to give him food to eat. The place can be covered against him, but that's the Tila Zavis Malach. Why is it even Malachim because our culture from, that means the whole post from under the age 3 of either person, let's say he has an earache for the child, he has a Chodesh Eim Besekona, he can put medicine inside his ear. between 8 to me and 13 is machlokes aflois. Below 3, anything in that everyone agrees, chui the chodesh im et takana by rash, any of these cases, a matter whatever the gedarim by the god will be, who will be the gedar by the cotton, he's always the chodesh im et takana. Fine, this is out the malachim shabai, out the medicine, out the ointments, things like that. So the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara made, the Gemara says a person cannot take medicine on Shabbos. Why? Xero Shema, you'll come to do Schika Samonim. Maybe you take Samonim, you ground them off, and you come to do Malacha Dereisa of Toichin. You ground up Samonim. This Svar is brought down by the Paiskim, Mishavua, Zimichin Chavches, Zekon Samachdalid, Zekon Kavkavalid, that we're going to be Machber and not do any medicine on Shabbos. Why? Xero Schika Samonim. Now this halacha, the ikur is only negea to a mixas chayli. However, a chayli shem etekono is usually going to be mutter. We'll get to the cases. That means a mixas chayli cannot take any medicine, and a chayli shem etekono usually can take medicine. So, we'll go through the cases when a chayli shem etekono first, when he can take medicine. Let's say first he starts taking during the week. Starts taking on Tuesday for strep, starts taking rapapin, penicillin, and he comes to Shabbos. Shabbos right now, he's a mixas chayli. Mixas chayli cannot take, who is now fighting a hole, and a person who cannot take medicine on Shabbos. Is he allowed to take now medicine on Shabbos? He's not a chalish in Betzikon anymore. So the Paiskim say, come on, all of them agree that Avadi can. Because Monashav, if he can get back to being a chalish in Betzikon, Avadi allows him. If he's not going to get back to Shmira Ba'almo, to get the Svarash, the Shmira, the Paiskim say, Avadi, you can take medicine that when, if you started with your chalish in Betzikon. The svar of Shmira is that Mechaven, Simen, Chav Gimel, and Simen, Chav Zayin says a person is allowed to take medicine that's only for Shmira, to protect himself from muscle. You have a cut on your hand, you want to put a band-aid on top of it, with some ointment on top of it. Should not get affected. What's the answer? The Maisa, you're doing it for? No, if you're doing it for protection, Shmira is motor. Explains to me, Shmira, why Shmira motor? The whole reason we're after medicine is because you're bald, you're being very nervous, you have to heal yourself. Things for Shmira, preventive medicine for the future, you're not old. You'll get there eventually, you're not sick right now. So Shmir of Esther is Mutter. Therefore, the Moshe Rabbi is taking medicine for 10 days. The last 3 days are usually for preventive medicines. The last 3 days are usually Mutter, it's only preventive. Since preventive is only Shmir, therefore the place is going to be Mekel, and you're allowed to take it for Shmir even on Shabbos. Oh, we'll get to vitamins. A separate channel. They discuss the same point.
How about a medicine that's always preventive? Not like vitamins, like for asthma or other things that are just like always like preventive.
Things that are preventive are mutter, nichol gedar shmir. Mechaber says shmir is mutter, the lashon simin shulchan pes shulchan zayin, anything with shmir is mutter. The place where shmir Shabbos brings down, they go to smahalach, shmir is beseder. In the Sif Lama Zayin, simin shulchan pes, the Mechaber says, Kol oichlum amashkim she meichel green mortal oichlum v'lishtoisim. Any meichel that healthy people eat, even when you're sick, you're allowed to eat it. L'mashul, let's say you have a shulshul and you want to take bananas, rice, these are good for you. Or let's say you have a sore throat and you want to take colas. So people, or candies. So these things, healthy people eat candies also. Healthy people have bananas. The fact that you're doing it for it because you're sick, we're not, anytime there's no issue at all, about it, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because since healthy people eat it, who didn't even, sick people are allowed to take things that are Michael Bream that help people eat.
People don't.
I don't think so. Only when you're sick. But otherwise, or your stomach hurts you. But that's, it's not a Michael, that's a Michael Bream. Well, that's a case that's not Michael Bream. The Lashon HaMechaber in Sif Lamed Zayin is, Kolosh Eino Michael Mashka Bream Otzer. Even though the Michael is something you eat and drink, however, health people would not eat it and not drink it, is Otzer. Unless, if you have no Mechush, it's Mutter. Means the Mashka, the syrup in front of you, it's for medicine. You like the taste, you're a healthy person. You like the alcohol inside of it, you like the cherry taste inside of it. So you know only sick people drink it, but you have this, you like it. So it says, Mechaber, for you it's Mutter. Why? Because medicine is only also for sick people. Healthy people, there's no issue for medicine. Because it's not medicine to you. It's a Michael. It's a Mashka. So therefore, the issue of medicine is not from you could for sick people.
In general, it's not a problem that it's like not, I mean, it's not a better level for someone. It's like not
Not saying that you have to back down from the Shmat Moed Nafsh Zeichem. Let's say you're safe. Not saying you got to say. Okay, let's say you like Tums, your stomach is fine, you like the taste of it. You want to eat
it. The nature of a person is if they take medicine when they're not supposed to, then when they're sick, the medicine will help them. Because the body will react when it's sick.
Is that your... I'm helping you? I don't know. But Shabbos, I'll support the Seder. Other reason, I don't know. But I'll Shabbos is fine. That's what Mahabi says.
But so you eat it when you're healthy and you're sick, and not healthy.
No, it has to be Michael Green. It has to be Michael Green. People eat.
Even when you ate it yesterday, when you're healthy.
No.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't Michael Green medicine.
No, it's not. Even if it's not Michael Bream, it's still Mutter. Mechavis says, not Michael Bream, you'll like it, it hurts you, you're allowed to drink it, why? Because you're not sick. Not Michael Bream, even if you're sick, you're allowed to take it. Not Michael Bream, only you're not sick, you're allowed to take it.
What's the smell
of the water? Isser is for a four. This is not for a four. That means we have coolers by medicine. Medicine is a special thing. It's a medicine for sick people. That's why you're still because you're sick. So no cheskes isser, because that's why everyone's allowed to have it. You stop getting because you're not going to last. We might want to lock the kingdom, shouldn't have the kingdom, lock the rights of two ago. However, to take medicine, says the master, you can't, because there is no chesed sister. Because why? You were mutter in the morning, now you can't come to Shema Tikkona. Have the same answer. No issa for a healthy person. The Machaber, the Ramon does end off, Im Nafl Mishkov Shari. If you fall and need bed rest, it's mutter even by Michael Shain Brim. That's not healthy for people. Now, Shal Ramah, there are five different Shatim. Just to mention before them quickly, not to mind into them. What does Ramah mean by Chodli She'en Basakonah? You can have Michael She'en Briyim. The Maisel, we said before, if you're Chodli She'en Basakonah, you can only do Amlach or Bashinoi. Over here, you're drinking it, it's not Bashinoi. What is the answer? How can you do it? It's not Bashinoi. You can only do Shinoi, they're Abonim. Medicine is it's Abonim. There's no Shinoi taking this medicine over here. So one shot, the Beit Yosef, what the Bach says, they're talking about you're doing it a goy. Goy do any malach the right. The goy took the food and put it inside your mouth. The Kiddush why that? She knows what the mile of that. The mile the goy put inside your mouth. The second mile is the master shekel, echnami, you took it fish shinoi. Echnami did fish shinoi. The third mile is how someone learned in the Ramah that he holds like the first shita that you do not need to do a shinoi by all kinds of shame with the condos. The fourth sheet is that by all medicine, you never need to do a shinoi, because medicine is more of a kula. You never need shinoi by medicine. That will go with Ikka, with the Paisik saying, that we always need to do a shinoi by the Rabbanans. That means you want to take medicine on Shabbat, you're chalishe medzikana, you're allowed to take medicine, you should try to do a shinoi. If you can't, says the Mishabura, if you can't, by medicine, you can be makel. Why? If that's my message, Mishabura can be makel, Moshe. However, if you can't do a shinoi, you have to do a shinoi even by medicine. This is a special case, because Michael is something that you eat and something that you drink. Once it's Michael, we will not be matter in such a case, and Michael will be matter without a shinoi. That's what Michael, things that you can eat and drink. However, ointment that you don't eat and you don't drink, you just put upon you, that echnami you would have to do with a shinoi. That means basically things that you again, any syrup, anything that you can't eat and drink, those things, lechatila, you don't need to do with shinoi. Only putting on ointments and stuff like that you would have to shinoi by medicine. A person is a chodesh shem etakono, and he has needs bed rest, needs a flu, and his finger hurts him. Can he now do also take medicine for his finger? That's a meichesh ba'almo. Or no, the chodesh shem etakono has a head for one thing, does not have a head for everything. So there are Moshe and Shuman, are fine, called Gimel, Simon and Gimel. Chaim Knievsky and Shailas Rab, Chalik Beis, Ben Chalchet, both say the hedges doctor for that sickness. That was the Chalish Eimet Zekoni of a hedge for, and not for anything else. What is the Mechish Ba'amu you have no hedge for? So basically we went through right now the category of Chodesh She'en Basakono. Again, the halacha is Chura, you can only do halacha to Reisa, to a guy, halacha to Rabbanan, Bashinoi by Yisrael. And by medicines, Be'etim is mutter to do it either Bashinoi when it's ointments, and when it's not ointments, something you eat and drink, you don't even do it straight. If you cannot do a medicine b'shinoi, then the place is going to make all. That's what the Mishabruah says, the kindle b'shinoi is make all, the Shulchan Aruch, the Moshe Mishul, the Mishul Sefer, they all say, the medicines you cannot do b'shinoi, ilkhlami, you can do straight. Next level is a mixas choylo. Mixas choylo, the fourth level, is somebody who does not need bed rest, his whole body is not shvach, however, he certainly has tfarish, but in a localized area, he certainly has pain, but it's localized. The muscle, an average headache, you feel the pain, you feel the banging, however, you don't need bed rest, your body's not shvach, that's the mixas choylo. A person who has a regular a heartburn, also, you feel the pain, it hurts him, but only a mixas choylo. The loch over there is a yisol, cannot do any melacha d'rabbanan, cannot do any melacha d'raita. Yisol cannot do anything. Therefore, you cannot take medicine. A mixas choylo cannot take medicine on Shabbos. Some people do not know this halacha, especially noshim. They take aspirin, a tylenol, why mixas choylo. The loch is you cannot take any aspirin on Shabbos when you only have an average, you don't need bed rest, when you only have pain in a localized area. What about a goy? So the Mechaber says in Simon Shinzayin, and a goy can do any melacha he wants for you of a derabbanan. Not a deraisa. That means the marshal, you have an earache. You want to put medicine inside your ear. You cannot do it as officer. A goy can do it for you. Why? Putting your medicine derabbanan. Yes, you're going to do it as a shvush to shvush. A shvush to shvush. The marshal mixes choylo. That means any derabbanan to buy medicine for you will be the same thing. If you can put it in bed, you're buying it for you as mechal memkar. Case derabbanan. It's good to go buy medicine for you. Why? The guy can do any drabana. The words are shvush to shvush, makam mixes chayla is mutter. Now, to go back to medicine, it's a very good about mixes chayla. You have to understand why is medicine mutter. So we said, al tzchika samonim, you might grant up samonim. But man is there, no one can take some herbs and spices and grant it up and come to malacha of teichim. We go to the pharmacy, go to the mekaka, we go buy our drugs, and no one even knows how to do it, what to do it. What's the shayla, the gezeru of tzchika samonim? So the Arkham Poskim can discuss the shayla. Some of you actually want to be medical, but the ik of the Poskim are machmer. There are four different svaras why be machmer is manazer even by medicine. One is they want to say asloy plug. One is coming after medicine. Even if not shayla, tzchika samonim will never do it. Still, life plug will be altered. Another svar on the taina is homeopathic remedies is manazer becoming more and more common. People will take herbs and spices they do put upon themselves. So there is shayla to do taichin and do tzchika samonim. The third reason is that true, in our country, we do not do it. In America, they don't do it. However, there are undeveloped countries, third world countries. They do also still do tzchikas samonim. And the fourth reason is, the ma'aseh true is not shayach to toichin. However, there are other melachos that are shayach. The people do, like machik, people smear medicine upon them. If it's thick, problem machik, problem lush. There are other melachos you do have to worry about. So ma'aseh, the place on machim is manazer, that a person is mixed with chayloh, cannot take any medicine on Shabbos. Sorry?
You
better put mouth in
the water.
Your finger?
Smash it
off. Yeah, but that would be a problem. Of people, of lush, if we probably won't walk up
there. Oh,
no, but then it doesn't come any thickness. No thickness would be fine.
But then
you put it in water. But the water, what's wrong with that? There's no lush, but liquid. We'll get to those cases for mixed chayla. There are, let's say a case, the marshal, a person will never do tzchikas samonim, even in times of common. You have a stomachache, put a hot water bottle on your stomach, that mutter or asr. The Mechaber says, this case, putting a hot water bottle on your stomach, as in the other four is mutter. Says the Mechaber, why? Ain't eisim samonim, in times of common, they did not do with samonim. They put it with hot water. It was not shaykh to be done with samonim. Something is not shy to do with salamon and ekhnami is mutter. Another marshal, negeya, first must say he gets bumped, a child falls on the floor and gets bumped on the head. How do you get away the bump? Everyone knows, take a knife and you push against it. And you push, it won't pop out. Says the Mishnevru, is it mutter not? Says the Mishnevru, it's a cotton, kuf, and dalad. Mutter, litchot, besakit, chaburo. You can take a knife, push the chaburo. Kedeblik, dispashe, it shouldn't come out. Says the shaitin, why? Because you don't do a salamon. It's not shy to take herbs or ointments or spices and put them on your head. It will not take away the bump. There's only one way with the knife. Another muscle, the place to bring down the bamboosh and chuvah, is you take ice, can you put ice and a bump on your head and make the swelling go away? Since it's not shad to be done with salmon, the bamboosh is makel. We'll get to it. The Shemesh Shabbos in the Meluim also is matter. In the Meluim, the Shabbos in the Meluim is matter also. Even though in the ritual he didn't, he's matter. Why? Not shad to speak of salmon. So, my brother from Nachum a couple of years ago, and he said, "Shem, we asked him, you cannot put ice on the kid's bump on Shabbos. You cannot put ice on the kid's bump." So I spoke to him Nachum last week about it. If he's not remembering, if he has Mavara, and see exactly what the halacha is. So I said, "What is the svar to be machmir?" So there's a svar brought down in Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos and Simim Dalos Halacha Yigimel. He grabbed it. He's machmir. His case is talking about a child who wants to put his finger inside water. He got a cut. Somebody will put it inside the water. So he says, "True, this man of the Mishnah, this man of the Gemara, and the Mishnah, the Gemara about his motor could not shy to use salmonim. They did not have a salmonim. Help, this man is there with today's technology, with our things that we can do. You can't do the salmonim. That means anything is shared to salmonim be also. That means if we can take bumps and go away with, instead of using ice, you use salmonim. The fact that you used ice for the mice, it still should be also. Therefore, there's a sword to say this man is there to put ice in the bump, there's a strike sword to tie it in a chami, it should be also. Because it's shaykh, but man is there to use salmonim. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says it's mortar, it's man is there could be also. That's why the kids of the Shabbos one time know all these things should be also, and yet the Vaz Messias, if it's shaykh to use salmonim or not. That was in as far as time against this. Yak Moshe Katz, he said before, but by us, there's no, not, we won't do shaykh salmonim. By us, we're not going to do it. We'll be master. Why? Because that's what they did. But what they did, they also put ice in their head. Because they had no salmonim. So who says you have a right to take both sons to be machmer? Side the life flow, and the life flow with man is there to be machmer, say, Echnam, you cannot put ice in your head. Therefore, the same in Ishmael Shabbat, in Simon Shin Tamach 9, he spoke to Benjamin Zilba, the Ozimbru, and Benjamin Zilba said, also with man is there, even though it's shy to put salmonim on a bump on your head, Echnam, you put ice in your head, it's mutter, because not shy, this can't be machmer, with man is there, based upon the life flow beforehand. Could be totally upon the reason why we're maximum as man is there. Who have third world countries, no homeopathic remedies, no because of different malachas, who are totally exactly why we're maximum as man is there. Let's say a person is a mixed chayla and he starts taking medicine on Monday, he has to take it for 10 days straight. And he only starts taking when he's a mixed chayla. He was not a chalishay mesakana. If it's a chalishay mesakana, a body can take it on Shabbos. Let's say you start taking the mixes chayla. They come Shabbos. If a person on Shabbos is allowed to take the medicine now, I'll be sorry, Katina, what's your answer? Even when he, if he starts taking it Shabbos, he couldn't. How can he start taking it now? This is a Moshe, Shuvah, and Echnami. He says the person cannot start taking it now, cannot take it on Shabbos. The Egos Moshe, Al-Khaim, Chela Gimel, Simonon Gimel, the Masham, Das Torah, and Siflam Zayin says, mixes chayla has no right to take it on Shabbos, even though he's taking it consecutively. Even though he'll never get healed from this. That means every Shabbos has the same problem. And the rest of his life, Echnami, he won't get healed. So what? So then Moshe, unless he's going to get a nervous breakdown, fine, the Chalashay Metekonah. But otherwise, the Mikdash is no heaven to take it on Shabbos. However, Kamal Poskim disagree. That's an answer to me. Michael, once more, the time is, the whole reason why we're going to be Machmer, person falls, gets nervous. That's why Shmuel is Mutter, because it's preventive, he's not nervous anymore. Person taking day after day, there's no Bahala. He already is used to it, that's the system, and Lepur maybe can take it even on Shabbos. Therefore, Shlomo Klugan Sefer says, even if you start taking it during the week, you have a right to take it on Shabbos. Who did the Chazanish is brought down away in Shmir Shabbos al-Khasai. The Shlomo Zaman Orbach also passes this way. They tell you that once you start taking it, you have a right to keep on taking it. And so Eliezer, the Ozidru, Mincha Shabbos, they all want to tell you that you have a right to keep taking it even on Shabbos, because you want, you start taking it when you are not Echelah at all. Let's say a person wants to take medicine on Shabbos and that is mixed with chola and he has the right to. So there is a Gemara on Shabbos on Kuf Ches on Beis. Gemara has an interesting case. The Gemara over there says that if a person is shoyo odom kulorim erev Shabbos, a person takes his medicine and soaks it in the water erev Shabbos and then nice and agav ain up the Shabbos and then he puts it on his eye on Shabbos. Echnami, it's more to why another person thinks it's wine and you're doing it for a fool. As long as you soaked in Erev Shabbos, and now comes Shabbos, or you want to take, let's say, medicine, take your Tylenol, and put it in the ground up, and put it inside, you drink Erev Shabbos, are you allowed to drink it on Shabbos? Why? Because you ready, did a shinoi, and you showed you ready for it on Shabbos. You put it inside your food Erev Shabbos. The comes Shabbos, it's not linked to anybody. Maybe it's mutter, maybe it's aser. So the machalik, whether this thing you always eat with food, there are certain medicines that you always had to put inside your food. If you put it inside your food, that'll be one halacha. However, other medicines like Tylenol, aspirin, you never eat with food. If not, you put it inside the food, it will be another halacha.
How if someone puts all medicines, a certain medicine that they need to swallow, like non-liquid medicines or medicines that aren't chewable, only like pills or capsules. They always put it in food, at least if they're allowed to. So then, it should be much of them to go to and cure a lot of bacon, in cases that they're allowed to take it.
That
person, he always...
If he's supposed to, he's supposed to put inside food. If he's supposed to, it's fine. If he's not supposed to, just he himself does before we don't kill it.
Because that's the only way that person will take it.
Oh, that's the way you should do it. Could be. Well, first we'll get to the halacha. We first tell us halacha. We'll get there. First, we'll tell us whether it's exact to put inside food or not. Now, which one is mutter, which one is osur? First, we'll say both sides. First, Moshe Tshuva says if it's exact to put inside food, you do it Erev Shabbos, it'll be mutter. But however aspen to put inside food, Erev Shabbos, that'll be osur. The Gemara says, I think that's the derech to put inside food. That's what Moshe goes on Rechaim Kol Beis and Peivot. However, Shlomo Zalman said, Mamash Shaker. The thing that the derech to put inside food, you put Erev Shabbos, not enough machinery, and that'll be osur. However, aspen, the talam, all the things you put inside food, that'll be a case of mutter. The machal, the two cases, the machal is mamash, the svar is lehefer. One being matter, when it's the most being matter, when the case is we always put in the food, we do it Erev Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman only be matter by carrot when it's not the derech to put inside food. Shlomo Zalman, his mahalach is also the Minchas Tzitzit and Shuvah, the Be'er Moshe and Shuvah. But they go to this mahalach, they can do put inside food Erev Shabbos. So first, the halacha is mahalach the place, which one you can't put inside food. And the question is, so that means, so any question you ask can be mahalach. Now, Ilchura, the Gedda should be the way in which it's set up, at least, is whatever the Mahalas are putting inside the food, that's how you're supposed to take the medicine. If you yourself do it that way, I don't know, yesh line, in a
climate.
No, it's always the food. Now, in which it's doing it before Shabbat, that's the Shino already. Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's not a Shino, that always goes in food. That's a Shino, you always put inside food. The only time you aspen never goes in food, you do Shabbat, it's also a Shino, not doing a Shabbat, it's not Nick, you're drinking soda, no one sees the aspen there.
And well, what about if you put it in,
it's sometimes Nick,
and the water, there's white
haze
in the water.
No, you're doing Shabbat anyway. You won't buy Shabbat,
you
won't have white haze
anymore, I don't think. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You have to have it before Shabbat, and you have it right after the
suit. If someone
always
does that,
right? Someone always does, if that's what you're supposed to do, the Chorah will be the same thing. If you're not supposed to do it, I don't know.
Even if they're not supposed to, but they don't.
Yeah, if it's a Chorah, you must come and take it straight. If it's a big Chorah, you take it straight every day, so my Holy is a place. You want to know, maybe if it's Sarah Paul, she doesn't, it can be Michael. That's the place, my place is saying, makes a Chorah, you can take every day anyway. And our question will say, and you can mix the aspirin inside the food. If we have a sex check, we'll have the HIV list, but you can make one and do that also. The last shout out to Clara is, what about vitamins? So the comments far as they declare, one they saw from the Mishnah Berurah, coming from Mochai Abram. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkotin, Kuf Chav Aleph, in Kuf Chav, that Avon Mo'es L'Refuah, someone takes even food for a fool, dahinu kli lechazik mazgo, to make himself stronger, echnami, that's also. Shell is how far, what does the Mishnah Berurah and Mochai Abram mean, de lechazik mazgo? Does it mean, you're taking vitamins to make yourself stronger, and therefore the fool should be also, even though you're a healthy person, if you're doing your mice for a fool, everyone takes vitamins, the mother tells them, makes them better, helps them out, it's your fool. What do you kind of know, the mice, you want time to say it's only for shmira, but I'm always one time to shmira, but almo, it's preventive medicine, or you get tiny little mice, people take it all the time, it's only mechazik a little bit, it doesn't really strengthen you a lot. Different spheres to work with. There are some places who are matter, legami vitamins, there are latin, the chalabase, paracon bovis, matter legami, the debatina, vermoishi, chalakala, and it's liazer, those places are make legami. The places are matter legami, from Mishnah Locha, the chalidal, the Bis Eilam, the Yakab Neski, the Misliakar, places are matter legami, and then there's a place more in between, the machalab, the moisha, and the shlomadalman. Seem to go with it in between mahalach. It depends why you're taking it and what you're taking it for. That means you're a healthy person right now. You want to take vitamins. So most vitamins only to strengthen you a little bit. That's what you can eat right now, either salad or meat. So you're eating meat, it makes you strong a little bit. So you're going to take orange pills instead of the meat or instead of the egg. You're going to take a vitamin C instead of an orange. Fine, it's going to take you a little bit. It's not really a report, it's just a little bit. That's no problem. But let's say it's a real pill that really is making you very strong, then the Moshe wants to answer, even when you're bari. When you're chayil mamish, can say everyone will be osur. Yesh lion. The mice, the moisture, the machalas, depends on why and how much you're taking it. Vitamin C and the iron pill, those things in the machatik, a little bit, that's the machalas, that'll be mutter.
And
can say, you have a bad cold, so, also, it depends. Why be make cold? We make out to shmir, but alma, like if Moshe says, put not shmir anymore, without food to help you out. Depends why be make cold. The machatik a little bit. So Moshe is saying it when you're bari. He's not saying when you're not a bari. That's a quote machabal. When you're not buying for it, could be it also. Ken Zion's our place will make it look at me.
I don't know if it can be considered, I don't know, like, to be that they're shmir lama, like, they're
not.
Make sure she's not. The definition of shmir lama or shmir lama.
The definition, you're taking, why take vitamin C? You should not get a cold. Not for now, so you should not get a cold. That's what you call the cold.
People that use them as preventive medicine.
Right. That's what people take it for, preventive medicine. But the last halacha is someone who has a mechish v'almo. Mechish v'almo means someone who has a very small pain or no pain at all. Marshall, he has a minor sore throat, who has a slight heartburn. These things that somebody feels the sore throat and that slight pain, a little bit of pain, doesn't really bother him. Those things you solve cannot do any malacha, side your opponent, side your raisa. A goy cannot do any malacha also, not your opponent, not your raisa. When to mechish v'almo. The only thing you can do is think that Michael Bream, your throat hurts you a little bit, you can drink your tea. Why? Because even healthy people drink tea. Therefore you can drink your tea. However, to take any medicine for it, that advice. Also, even Bishina, that will be also. Just a scum, the five levels I mentioned. Again, someone who's a Koch Nefesh, the Loch is a soul, can do any Mlacha, and a Zorah is a Meshubach. A person has to come as Aver, a God can do Mlacha de Reiso, a soul can only do Mlacha de Abanum. If it's a chelish aim by sakana, a guy can also do a malacha deraiso, a yisol can do a shina deraban, and there are some places will say even a shina deraiso. A mixas chela, a guy can do a shvos, only deraban, a yisol cannot do anything, and the mechish ba'alma, everything is also. On Shabbos, the lovers of Shabbos, a venegar, comes up all the time, and betzim, people, especially bachim, not learn the hilchos Shabbos yet. And that's me, you think about it, what's so hard, so I won't learn it, I'll be machmer. Don't know, I'll be machmer, I'll get the rub, I'll get the rub. So that's the vein again, when a person's sick, sometimes, usually, when you get sick, you rub not around, you can get the rub, and you can't be machmer, you shouldn't be machmer, you're sick, you have a chiv shmat, or you're not just sechem. Therefore, it's a responsibility, when you learn the halachas, to know the halachas of Shabbos. Why? To know what to do in your chayimah. Why? It's even more than that. When you learn the halachas of Shabbos, see, better you can learn the sugya, this is the halacha. It's more than that. You have to know what's the abanam, what's the raisam. You can just know the halacha. You have to know where the source is, where it's coming from. If not, for chalishayim masakana, which a lot of people come, unfortunately. And if not, you have to know what's the abanam, what's the raisam. In yeshiva, Bochum, there are kaburas that learn it, they're Meltzer every day, 45 years. Rabbi Kaplan, he has a test every week, he's learning, I think, Muxana, what's the Mishinchof now. There are kaburas, there are places you can learn and join up. And a person has a chiva responsibility to learn the Hilchos Shabbos. People go learn Kachim, why? Because the case-based meeting comes, we have to go to the law of the Kachim. Why? The Gakim Mishkat says, oh, but Shabbos comes every week. It's once every 7 days. Avad, you have to learn Shabbos. Avad, you have a chiva to go learn it. We go learn Kachim, why? Avad, based on Mishkat, Avad. But my son, Shabbos in the game, we have to learn it right now. Thank you, Mizaychel, and end of the Brachot. So last week, we should never need these clues of these halachas are for, except for your letters.